and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist on Cause. My name's Chris Borg, I'm standing in for Damon this week, and I'd like to begin the show with a visit to a residence instrument. Now, this isn't your average residence instrument, this is the Avenue Mansion organ in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a 60-rank Wurlitzer in a 400-seat music room, in a very similar setup to the one I haven't got at home. Here to get the best out of the organ with some big, punchy, jazzy sounds is Mark Herman, and he is playing a song associated with, amongst others, the great Billie Holiday. It's a big band number called Comes Love. Mark Herman there, making some great sounds in the humble surroundings of the Avenue Mansion. I've always thought there's something very special about the sound of a theatre organ that is still in its original home, and we're going to hear one of those now. It's the organ of the Alabama Theatre in Birmingham, Alabama, a four-manual Wurlitzer, and it's in the hands here of Simon Gledhill. Simon's playing at an ATOS regional convention back in 2009, and this track, I think, shows all the rich lushness of his work with ballads. It's a fantastic arrangement of But Beautiful.
Thank you.
Dreamy sounds there from Simon Gledhill echoing round the huge Alabama Theatre in Birmingham. Now, our first track from the UK in this week's show comes from the Southampton Guildhall Compton, a wonderful four-manual instrument with dual-purpose consoles, a theatre console and a concert console, and it's heard here in theatre mode, played by Richard Hills, one of this country's best all-round organists. Here he's playing a tune by Reginald Porter Brown, a man very closely associated with this instrument in its earliest days, and it's a snappy little novelty number called Cheeky Chappy. The unique sounds of the Southampton Guildhall organ with Richard Hills in full command of the theatre console. Now, I've always been a huge fan of the playing of our next organist, Brian Rodwell, and I would make a point of going to listen to Brian in concert whenever and wherever I could. His unique playing with its jazz and big band influences, his wonderful way with down-tempo music, his skill at light music, meant that you would always get a superb programme no matter which instrument Brian happened to be playing. Here he's at an instrument you wouldn't normally associate with him, the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. He's playing it back in the 1990s, and the tune is one of those songs that you often used to hear at a Brian Rodwell concert, but you'd never hear it done the same way twice. Here's That Rainy Day.
Thank you.
They used to call Brian the governor, and there he is demonstrating why at the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. Now, the governor of the Tower Ballroom organ, of course, was Reginald Dixon, Mr. Blackpool. Resident there for almost 40 years, he was the originator of the Blackpool sound and one of the most prolific recording and broadcasting organists of them all. Here he is in April 1936, playing a typical medley of three hit songs, and they're delivered with all the crispness and the style that made him such a star. Reginald Dixon in his pomp at his instrument at the Tower Ballroom Blackpool, and in case you're wondering, the tunes he was playing were Why Did She Fall for the Leader of the Band, Solitude, and Saddle Your Blues to a Wild Mustang. When David Shepherd first encountered the Rex Stratford Wurlitzer in 1970, it became apparent that they were going to get along very well. This seven-rank organ, a big little Wurlitzer as David calls it, made a real impression in the room and was used by him for some tremendous recordings. Here he is playing a tune closely associated with Sydney Torch, and it's called Looking Around Corners for You. Thank you. Great sounds there from the Rex Stratford with David Shepherd at the console. We're staying in London for the next track, but we're moving up to the West End, where Gerald Shaw, the man who kept the organ flag flying there for so many years, is at his beloved Duchess instrument, the Odeon Leicester Square Compton. Gerald moved to the Odeon having been the last resident organist at what was the Regal Marble Arch, and he produced a rich array of glorious sounds at Leicester Square, both over the air and on record. Here he is with a bit of Henry Mancini, Moon River. A wonderful combination of organ and organist there, the great Gerald Shaw and the Odeon Leicester Square Compton. Now, American organist Barry Baker's playing made a huge impression when he hurtled onto the theatre organ scene in the 1990s. His imaginative, audacious and virtuosic arranging and his willingness to branch out musically resulted in something very refreshing indeed. He made a couple of wonderful recordings at the Ron V. Meyer Residence Organ in Cincinnati, Ohio, and this is a track from one of them. It's a Latin American extravaganza called Cumana. Thank you. few fireworks there from Barry Baker, rounding things off in extravagant style. I hope you've enjoyed this week's selection, and I hope to be able to join you again soon. Damon returns next week, but from me, thanks for listening, and goodbye.